हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने ब्रह्मणे। ओम यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ओम अन्नाद्वै प्रजाः प्रजायन्ते याः काश्च पृथिवी घृश्रिताः अथो अन्नेनैव जीवन्ति अथैनदपि यन्त्यन्ततः अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते सर्वं वै तेन्नमाप्नुवन्ति येन्नं ब्रह्मोपासते अन्नगं हि भूतानां ज्येष्ठम् तस्मात् सर्वौषधमुच्यते अन्नात् भूतानि जायन्ते जातान्यन्नेन वर्धन्ते अद्यतेत्ति च भूतानि तस्मादन्नं तदुच्यत इति तस्माद्वाये तस्मादन्नरसमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मा प्राणमयः तेनैष पूर्णः स वायेष पुरुषविद एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयं पुरुषविधः तस्य प्राण एव शिरः व्यानो दक्षिणः पक्षः अपान उत्तरः पक्षः आकाश आत्मा पृथिवी पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति। वि जस्ट् सा द लिटरल् मीनिङ्ग्स् आफ् दिस् प्राणमयः आत्मा। When we move from one station or one to another place, when we begin to move, so like this here also, we came to this annamayaha dehaha, which is taken to be annamayaha atma. And there we understood, analyzed. This analysis helped us arrive at this fact of annamayaha is no more annamayaha atma, which means I sense have been shifted from here gradually. Why it is not atma? Because it is annamayaha, it is like a kosha. Cover, like a sheet. Why it is not the Atma? Why Atma? We say Annamayaha is the Atma, the Atma is not the Annamayaha, because this is Virat Karyam. This has no independent existence. There is Samashti Annam Brahma, known as Virat, and this Annamayaha Dehaha is a product, an effect of Samashtihi Virat. Because it is Karyam, it is just Nama Rupa, non-substantial form, name and function, Namarupa Karyam. Because it is Namarupa Namarupa Karma, a non-substantial form, name and function, it has no independent existence. Therefore, it is not real. It is mithya. It is as though. You say as though, it is as good as non-existent. And now, you see this annamaya dehaha. It's a gross physical form, which has very strong identity. It is very painful for us to shift identity from here. Very painful to see that this is non-substantial form, namarupa karma. Very painful. That is why we are given little time. Okay, analyze. And then we see, instead of saying it is Virat Ishwara. Being non-separate from Virat, it is Virat Ishwara. It belongs to Virat. Then we say second sentence, what? It is Virat Ishwara. Now, we see the whole Virat, which is inclusive of every Annamayaha Dehaha. Because the aggregate of all physical forms, of all living beings, and all non-living physical things, gross things also, all of them together constitute Virat Ishwara. And his whole Annam, Brahma, always it will be Virat, Virat also, totally has been resolved in Samashti Pranamayaha. It's a first Vyashti Samashti Aikyam we have to understand. Then the whole Samashti Virat also is resolvable into the next Samashti Pranamayaha. Because Virat, the Sthula Prapanchaha, does not have existence independently. It has the life of Sukshma is the life of Sthula. It has no independent life. We understand. But it's going to become very clear later on. Now, we are going to analyze this Pranamayaha. Now, Annamayaha Deha is negated as Mithya, Anatma. Jadaha, Mithya, Anatma. It is. Now, Pranamayaha is taken to be the Atma. Now, identity is shifted from Annamayaha to Pranamayaha. The shift is happening cognitively. When we are walking with a baby, a child is walking with the mother or father, how holding on the little finger, the father takes along the child. The same way here, Shruti Mata, holding on to my attention, gradually takes us to the next level of Pranamayaha. Even here, because mother doesn't want us to get, had a big emotional blow, but still she has the responsibility of making us understand the fact. So our attention is taken to Pranamayaha. And now, this Pranamayaha, which is other than Annamayaha, and this is also taken to be having the form of a physical body, because it obtains within the gross physical form, gross physical body. As gross physical body has the form, so this Pranamayaha obtaining within the gross body also is said to be having the same human form. And this, what is this Annamayaha? Now, analysis has to begin again here. So Annamayaha has been negated. Annamayaha has been negated as Dehaha Koshaha. It is no more taken to be Atma. Now, the Pranamayaha is taken to be the Atma. It is said, Etasmat, Tasmat, Etasmat, Annarasamayat, Vai, अन्यः अन्तरः प्राणमयः आत्मा. वी कैन से व्हाट प्राणमयः आत्मा भवति अस्ति. देयर इज अनदर आत्मा, देयर इज अनदर प्राणमयः आत्मा व्हिच इज इंटीरियर टू दिस अन्नमयः देहः व्हिच इज अ कोश. तेन एषः पूर्णः. सो देयर टू प्रोनाउंस, वन इज तेन अदर इज एषः. वी सॉ यस्टरडे इटसेल्फ एषः इंडिकेट्स दिस अन्नमयः कोशः, दिस अन्नमयः देहः व्हिच इज अ कोशः. व्हेन यू से कोशः इट इज एज इट इज नॉट नो मोर आत्मा. दिस अन्नमयः कोशः is filled by that pranamayaha, which actually is now looked upon as the atma. Saha yeshaha vai purushavidaha eva. Purushavidaha eva asti, purushavidaha eva bhavati. Sometimes asti, bhavati, these words have been supplied just to make it a proper sentence. Saha, that pranamayaha, which is other than the this annamayaha, indeed is this atma now, which also has the form of the physical body. Annamayaha dehaha tasya purushavidhatam anu ayam purushavidaha. Tasya purushavidhatam anu, in keeping with the form, the human form of that physical body, this also has the form of a human body. I am Purushavidaha. Now, if this also has the form of the human physical body, then this also must have these five parts. Shiraha, Dakshinav Pakshaha, Uttarav Pakshaha, then Uttarav Pakshaha, then Atma, the trunk, and Puchyam. Because this also is imagined to be like a bird. The bird imagery is imagined here also. Tasya prana eva shiraha. So this pranaha, the five physiological functions known as pranaha, vyanaha, samanaha, the apanaha, samanaha, udanaha, are here taken as five parts of this pranamaya atma. Pranaha shiraha bhavati, pranaha eva shiraha, vyanaha dakshinav pakshaha. Vyana forms the right wing of this pranamaya atma. Apanaha uttarav pakshaha, apana prana forms the left wing of this pranamaya atma. Akashaha, I told you, estate itself, the word akashaha does not mean space. Here, space stands for samana prana, which occupies the central part, with the governs digestive system. It's said to be what now? The forms the trunk of this pranamaya atma. Prithivi, the prithivi, pucham, pratishtha, the supportive tail of this pranamaya atma is the prithivi, which stands for udana prana. Why prithivi is mentioned here instead of udana prana? There's a connection. We're going to see in the bhashya. The prithivi forms the prithivi, udana pranaha, represented by this prithivi, is said to be the pucham, the tail, which is the support of this pranamaya atma. Tadapi means tasya vishye api. Regarding this also, yeshaha shlokaha bhavati. Here is the Rig Mantraha. So Upanishad takes over and talks about pranamaya atma, and having introduced pranamaya atma, now Upanishad leaves the Rig Mantra to come and explain. So regarding this also, there is a Rig Mantra. Shlokaha Bhavati. What does Rig Mantra say? Let us see here. Before we go, we're going to understand Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary. Clear? So Shankara Bhagavatpada wants us to understand how here we are now in the journey of going from the grossest physical body to the subtlest consciousness, gradually move, shifting the attention, shifting the identity from Annamaya to Pranamaya, then analyzing the Pranamaya, we'll be continuing our journey, which is like a journey from Pranamaya to Manomayaha. Then again, we'll stay there. We analyze thoroughly. We understand. Then we move on to the Vijnanamayaha. After understanding, analyzing the Vijnanamayaha, then we'll move on to Anandamayaha. And after analyzing Anandamayaha, finally, the destination is like a destination. What is that which has been reached is arrived at cognitively is Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma, obtaining as the innermost essence, as the very content of Aham, the source of manifestation of knowledge. So that Brahmatma has to be arrived at. So still the journey, long way to go. So in between, okay, suppose the doubt comes. When the person is analyzing, is given to this discipline of gradually analyzing layer after layer. Okay, first Annamayahatma. And it is allowed for a person just to be dwelling upon only this. It's not just a physical action. It is repeatedly one has to see how Annamaya Deha is non-separate from Virat. Repeatedly seeing at the grossest level also. Until a person sinks up, it becomes a very clear. Yes, it is acceptable for the person to let go of the body as Anatma. It is inert. It's of the nature of inertness. It is Anatma. It is non-substantial namarupa karma. To accept that. Yes. To move on, before he moves on to the next one. So it allowed for him to be dwelling upon this fact for some time. That's why it is called Upasanam. Upasanam itself will give some benefit also. It will not go waste. In case a person in this process of understandings, analyzing these five koshas, taking his own time. Suppose somebody dies. We don't say, in the class we will cover it very quickly. But it's after the class also, it is only supposed to be dwelling upon this all the time. Dies also, still it will not be a waste of time. And wherever, whichever understanding he passes away, and he'll be blessed with that much understanding. When he comes back, assuming another body, when he will be born also, he can pick up the thread from where he left. So, this study is not a waste of time. Okay. Anyway, even if it is practiced, still there's another benefit of what? This person also will be blessed with abundance of food, varieties of food, etc. We understood. It's not just the food alone, be blessed with all forms of, you know, the material things. There's another benefit of this meditation. Okay, let's see how Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this. This journey. Annamayadibhyaha Anandamayantebhyaha Annamayadibhyaha Anandamaya antebhyaha. See, Annamaya adibhyaha, Anandamaya antebhyaha, ఆత్మభ్యః అభ్యంతరతమం బ్రహ్మ విద్యయా ప్రత్యగాత్మత్వేన దిదర్శయిషు శాస్త్రం. ఫస్ట్ హీ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ దిస్ శాస్త్రం. శాస్త్రం వేదాంత శాస్త్రం హియర్ ఇన్ ది హోమ్ ఆఫ్ తైత్రేయ ఉపనిషత్ ఈజ్ వాట్ శాస్త్రం దిదర్శయిషు. దిదర్శయిషు దర్శయిటుం ఇచ్ఛా దిదర్శయిషా అనదర్ డెసిడరేటివ్ వర్డ్ హౌ మోక్తుం ఇచ్ఛా ముక్షా భోక్తుం ఇచ్ఛా ముక్షా జ్ఞాతుం ఇచ్ఛా జిజ్ఞాస ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వక్తుం ఇచ్ఛా వివక్ష ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే దర్శయితుం ఇచ్ఛా దర్శయితుం ఇచ్ఛా దిదర్శ దిదర్శయిషతి మీన్స్ డిజైర్స్ టు షో. ఉపనిషద్ ఈస్ డిజైరస్ ఆఫ్ షోయింగ్. సో దిదర్శయిషతి దిదర్శ ద వర్బ్ దిదర్శ డిజైర్ టు షో. దిదర్శయిషు మీన్స్ వాట్ దాట్ విచ్ ఈస్ డిజైరస్ ఆఫ్ షోయింగ్. దిదర్శయిటుం ఇచ్ఛా దిదర్శయిటుం ఇచ్ఛా ఎస్య శాస్త్రస్య తత్ శాస్త్రం దిదర్శయిషు శాస్త్రం. ఉపనిషత్ శాస్త్రం ఉపనిషత్ శాస్త్రం విచ్ ఈస్ డిజైరస్ ఆఫ్ షోయింగ్ షోయింగ్ వాట్ అభ్యంతరతమం బ్రహ్మ. అభ్యంతరతమం బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ ఇంప్లైడ్ బై ద టర్మ్ బ్రహ్మన్ అబ్టైనింగ్ యాజ్ ది ఇన్నర్ మోస్ట్ ఎసెన్స్. అభ్యంతరతమం అభ్యంతరం ఇన్నర్ అభ్యంతరతరం ఇన్నర్ మోర్ అభ్యంతరతమం ఇన్నర్ మోస్ట్ ది మోస్ట్ ఇంటీరియర్ అభ్యంతరతమం బ్రహ్మ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ ultimate truth implied by the term brahman obtaining as the innermost nature essence upanishad is desirous of showing that reality being desirous of showing that reality obtaining as the innermost essence how does she want it show vidyaya through knowledge it wants to upanishad is desirous of showing us not through physical eyes but through knowledge vidyaya as what pratyagatmatvena pratyagatmatvena means as the nearest self at the very content of I as the immediate self as the nearest self as the content of I upanishad is desirous of showing so shastram didarshayishu if it's a masculine gender word it would have been didarshayishu because shastram is a neuter gender word didarshayishu there is no visarga understand shastram which is desirous of showing the absolute reality obtaining as the innermost self through knowledge as the nearest immediate self okay how here annamayadibhyah anandamaya antebhyah no it gradually helps us go through this different layers of personality different koshas such as annamaya onwards annamaya adibhyah it helps us go through the different koshas different lay layers like layers, beginning from Annamaya up to the Anandamaya. Annamaya Adibhyaha, Anandamaya Antebhyaha. The five koshas are there, and these koshas beginning with Annamaya, ending with Anandamaya, helping us going through these, taking us through this gradually, one after the other. Upanishad is desirous of showing this absolute reality, Brahma obtaining as the innermost essence through knowledge, as one's own self, as the immediate nearest self, at the very swarupam of I. Pratyagatma means what? Aham. Pratyagatmatvena. Means Upanishad cannot reveal the reality as an object. Upanishad has to show the reality as the very swarupma of aham. Pratyagatmatvena darshayishu shastram. Now begins prastauti. You can see the last word prastauti. Shankara Bhagavatpada gives a beautiful example here, prastauti. Upanishad begins here. How he said, avidyakrita panchakosha apanayanena. How does Upanishad, Shastram, want to reveal, being desirous of revealing, showing? So, means how does Upanishad want to reveal? Avidyakrita panchakosha apanayanena. Panchakosha apanayanena. Apanayanam means what? Literally, apanayanam means apanayati, removes, eliminates. But here, by cognitively removing, eliminating, not physically removing, but removing, eliminating intellectually, cognitively. Removing what? Removing panchakoshas. Removing these five material layer-like layers, which are not really covers, which are as though covers. By intellectually, cognitively removing these panchakoshas, the five-fold physical sheath-like factors, caused by ignorance. Avidyakrita panchakoshaha. So, panchakoshaha avidyakritaha. Avidyayakritaha panchakoshaha. Avidyakrita panchakoshaha. Avidyakrita panchakoshanam apanayanena. Avidyakrita panchakoshanam apanayanena. To the cognitive elimination, removal of five koshas, five sheath like material layers, caused by ignorance, Upanishad is desirous of revealing, showing that abhyantaratamam Brahma, innermost essence. So how does Upanishad want to really remove? How is the removal? That is explained beautifully again. Aneka tusha kodrava vitushi karanena. Karanena iva. Aneka tusha kodrava vitushi karanena iva. Tad antargata tandulan. He says, how Upanishad wants to reveal the absolute reality, Brahma, obtaining as the innermost essence, as one's own self, how does it want to remove the five koshas? Says, vitushi karanena iva. Vitushi karanam. It's a beautiful expression. See, Vitushi Karana means removal of the husk. Vitushi Karoti is a verb. Vitushi Karoti means now removes. Removes the husk. Vitushi Karanam itself is one verb. See, Tushaha means husk. So Bhagavan has made Tushi Karanam. What we do? Vitushi Karanam. Vitushi Karanam means removing the husk. Without the husk. Taking the grain without the husk is called Vitushi. Vitushi Karanam. It's one verb. In Sanskrit, it's very expressive. Vitushi Karanam. Removing the husk is Vitushi Karanam. Vitushi Karanena. Aneka Tushakodrava. Tushakodravaha. Aneka tusha means many layers of husk. We don't know this kodravaha. See, kodravaha is like a paddy. This paddy has many layers of husk. Now people, we send it for polishing, no? So aneka tusha kodravaha. See, paddy having many layers of husk. Outermost is really hard husk. And if we remove, again, inside also there is some husk. Aneka tushakodravaha. The paddy having, paddy like any grain, having many layers of husk is aneka tushakodravaha. Aneka tushakodravanam vitushikaranena iva. Just as tandulan, how we get the grain. Tandula means rice. Tandulan, the grain like rice, obtaining within the husk is taken through the removal of the husk. From the paddy with the husk. Aneka tushakodra vitushi karanena tad antargata tandulan. Iva. Just as getting the grain by removing the husk, covered with the husk. That's the meaning. We use the word aneka because here we have five koshas. Therefore, he used the aneka, not as many as we have. So aneka tushakodra vitushi karanena iva tad antargata tandulan. Just as we get the grain obtaining within kodrava, by removing the many layers of husk. In the same way, here also, but there we really physically remove the husk and we arrive at the grain. We remove the grain. Physically we are removing. Here, physically we are not removing. Typically, here it's only cognitive removal, cognitive elimination. So, aneka tushakodrava vitushi karanena tad antargata tandulan iva. If a person has to show what the right grain is, the rice is, he has to remove the husk, outer layer of husk, again another husk, and he has to show the grain. In the same way, here also Upanishad is desirous of revealing, showing that innermost essence, Brahma, obtaining as one's own self through knowledge. So gradually begins this journey, taking us through gradually from the annam, the koshas, beginning with annamaya, ending with anandamaya. Here Shankara Bhagavatpada really shows how beautifully it is presented. Annamaya adibhyaha, anandamaya antebhyaha, atmabhyaha, through all these koshas which are mistaken to be the self, atmabhyaha, abhyantaratamam brahma, vidyaya pratyagatmatvena didarshayishu shastram, didarshayishu shastram, avidyakrita panchakosha apanayanena, katam apanayati aneka tushakodrava vitushikaranena iva tad antargata tandulan. Just as showing the grain obtaining within many layers of husk through the removal of husk, that to reveal, in the sense of revealing the truth, Upanishad prastauti, Upanishad begins, prastauti. In Tamil exactly we have this word purappadugirathu, that is the meaning, prastauti, begins. How saying, tasmadva etasmat, that means, tasmadvaye tasmadannarasamayat iti. Says, well, now this Upanishad begins. Now, saying, from that annamaya, interior to that, there's another pranamayaha. Saying this, Upanishad begins. So, as I said already, apanayati is a, can be a physical action. Removing something, eliminating something is apanayati, taking away something. But here, Upanishad apanayati means what? At every level, when we analyze the annamaya kosha, like pranamaya kosha, pranamaya atma, initially mistaking it to be an atma, we analyze. After analyzing, oh, the atma is not annamayaha, then we shift the identity from there to the next. Now, when it shifting the eye sense, when taking the eye sense from the annamayaha as annamayaha koshaha, it is cognitively shifting the eye sense, identity from anatma to atma. If we said what now, it's called cognitive resolution. You can say cognitive negation, cognitive falsification. We falsifying, negating the physical body as anatma, mithya anatma, is what here meant by the word apanayanam. Tasmadva etasmat. Tasmadva etasmat. But the va is what? Vai. Tasmat vai etasmat. So from that annamaya, indeed, annamaya, etasmat. Etasmat means which has been already annamaya. Yathoktat. Tasmadva etasmat yathoktat. Annarasa maya atmapindat. Annarasa maya atmapindat. Already it has been understood as what? Annarasa maya pindam. Annarasa maya atmapindat. Annarasa maya atmapindat. Not atmapindat. Annarasa maya atmapindat. Please make note. Annarasa maya atmapindat. It's annarasamayam pindam. Pindam. Annarasamayam pindam. Pindam here is a body. Annarasamayam pindam is physical body. The physical body, which is a modified form of the food essence, is annarasamayam pindam. from this physical body, the modified form of food essence, annarasamayat pindat anyaha. Anyaha means what? Another. Another means what? Distinct. There's something which is distinct. Anyaha. Vyatiriktaha. Something distinct from this annarasamayam pindam. There is another one which is distinct from this annarasamayam pindam, the physical body modified form of food essence. Interior to this, antaraha, abhyantaraha. Antaraha is equal to abhyantaraha. Abhyantaraha atma, antaraha is equal to abhyantaraha atma. This pindavati eva mithya parikalpitaha. Pindavati eva, like this gross physical body, pindavati eva mithya parikalpitaha, which is also mistaken to be. Mithya parikalpitaha. Parikalpitaha means mistaken. Erroneously mistaken. Mithya parikalpitaha. Parikalpitaha, mistaken. Mithya implies what? Mithya parikalpitaha. Erroneously mistaken to be the Atma. Erroneously mistaken as the Atma. Erroneously imagined as the Atma. Atmatvena pindavati eva. Atmatvena mithya parikalpitaha pranamayaha. How you said? Tasmat, etasmat, yathoktat. From that annamaya. Annamayat pindat. Tasmat, etasmat, annamayat pindat. Annarasamayat pindat. Anyaha pranamayaha. There is another distinct layer which is other than, distinct from this anna, physical body, which is also erroneously mistaken, wrongly imagined to be the self, like the physical body, and which is what now? Which is this pranamayaha. What is pranaha? Shrinkama Bhagavatpada says, pranaha vayuhu tanmayaha tat prayaha. A prana is nothing but vayu. This air element, which is outside alone, is obtaining inside the physical body, has this status of what? You know, pranaha. Because pranaha is a vital air. This vital air is nothing but tanmayaha. Means what? Tadvayumayaha. Is nothing but vayu only. Vayu obtaining within the physical body is air element obtaining outside. Obtaining within the physical body has this place, this has this name, pranaha. Therefore, prana cannot be by itself. The prana obtaining within the individual body, the individual prana is non-separate from the samashti prana. What is outside as a samashti prana? Samashti pranaha, the vayuhu is samashti pranaha. The air element which is looked upon as samashti prana alone is there within the physical body as vyashti pranaha. It is nothing but samashti prana. So with the name, new name is vyashti pranaha, it is there. Therefore, it is also in a modified form of the air only. Tanmayaha. Tanmayaha means Vayumayaha. So Vayumayaha means it's a modified form of Vayu. So prana obtaining within the physical body is the modified form of the Mahaprana, Mahavayuhu, outside, obtaining outside the physical body. When the pranamaya is taken to be the Atma, oh, there is pranamaya obtaining within, and which is other than this annarasamayam pindam, which is distinct from it, and which is also mistaken to be the Atma. When we arrive at it, pranamaya, we understand what? Annamayam, annamayaha is no more Atma. It is annarasamayam pindam, the physical body, modified form of food. Okay. Now, annamaya has, is no more. Now, essence is cognitively shifted from annamaya to pranamayaha. Now, pranamayaha is, essence is identified with the pranamaya. Pranamaya is taken to be the Atma. As we already understood, the pravilapanam takes place. How pravilapanam takes place now? Annamaya deha is samashti virat. And so samashti virat also has to be resolved in pranamayaha. Now already annamayaha dehaha is negated as, falsified as mithya anatma, the inert material non-self. Just it's a name and form a name. It is as good as non-existent. It's mithyanatma. Okay. Tena pranamayena yeshaha annarasamayaha atma purnaha. Tena pranamayena yeshaha annarasamayaha atma purnaha. So yeshaha annarasamayaha, this physical body, we mistaken to be the self, is filled with, filled by that pranamayaha. Pranamayaha vayuhu, pranamayena vayuna, tena pranamayena vayuna, yeshaha annarasamayaha atma purnaha. Okay. How vayuna dhritihi iva? Vayuna dhritihi iva. See, the dhritihi is, okay, dhritihi is a leather bag. Okay. You can say leather bag below is dhritihi. Just as even a balloon, you can say, just as balloon is filled with air, just as this leather bag is filled with air, so also this annamayaha atma, this physical body which was mistaken to be the atma, is filled by that pranamayaha. The prana, the modified form of the air. Savayesha pranamayaha atma purusha vidaha eva. Saha va yeshaha pranamayaha atma purusha vidaha eva. Repetition only. That pranamaya atma also is nothing but what? The pranamaya also, atma also, because it obtains within the physical body, has the form of the body, physical body, human body. Purusha vidaha eva means purusha akaraha eva. Purusha vidaha is equal to purusha akaraha eva. So pranamayaha also is of the form of a human body. Purusha akaraha eva. With shiraf pakshadibihi, with head and the right side parts, Shirapakshadibhi, with the side parts, with the tail, with the head, with all these parts, this pranamaya also has the form of the physical body. That is why now, it's only imagery. We should not really think it has this form or anything. Just for us to take this, because we have strong identity with the prana also. And when, how do we know we have identity with the prana? When we say, I'm very thirsty, I'm very hungry, you know, I feel giddy, I'm very thirsty, I'm very hungry, you know. And I vomit. When you say all these things, our identity is with pranas. Therefore, that's why we Upanishad wants us to understand that we have strong identity with the prana also, the five physiological functions also. Therefore, these pranas are here presented as the Atma and having the form. So here the next question comes. Kim swataha eva? Does this pranamaya have form by itself? No. Pranamaya atma, okay, the physiological functions are obtaining within the gross physical body, imagined to be having the form of the physical body. Actually, it doesn't have form of its own. Kim swataha eva? Purushakaraha, does it have the human form by itself? Na, iti aha. No, it does not have form of its own. Na, swataha asya rupam nasti. Na, swataha eva purushakaraha. Na, it does not have form, human form of its own. Then how? Prasiddham tavat, it is well known, well understood. Annarasamayasya atmanaha purushavidhatvam. Annarasamayasya atmanaha purushavidhatvam prasiddham. Annarasamayasya atmanaha purushavidhatvam prasiddham. So, the form of human form of the physical body is very well known. The human form of the physical body, the form of the physical body is well known. Tasya annarasamayasya purushavidhatam, purusha akaratam anu. So anu means what? In keeping with the physical form of a human being. Annarasamayasya purushavidhatam, purusha akaratam anu, in keeping with the form of the physical form. Ayam pranamayaha purushavidaha, this pranamaya also has this physical human form. This pranamaya also is imagined to having the human form in keeping with the form of the physical body, human physical body. Okay. How, again, example is given. Musha nishikta pratimavat. Musha means crucible, mold. Mushayam nishik, mushayam nishikta pratima vat. Musha nishikta pratima vat. Like the pratima. Like the pratima, which remains within the mold. Originally, the musha here is a crucible. within inside the crucible, when the molten, okay, the melted matter is poured, the liquid is poured, and after some time, the liquid becomes what? No, solid. Then they break this musha, then they take the statue out. So musha nishikta pratimavati, the melted metal poured into the musha, the crucible, the mold, becomes what now? Has the form of the pratima statue, isn't it? Musha nishikta pratimavati na swataha eva. So the melted metal, the molten metal, does not have form. When it is poured into the musha, a crucible, it has the form of the musha. It has the form of this, the crucible, which has the form of this, the statue. Musha anishikta pratimavat na swataha eva. The melted metal does not have form of its own. It has the form of the crucible, the mold, the statue, which is like a mold. The mold of the statue. Evam purvasya purvasya purusha vidhatamanu. Evam, in this manner, purusha vidhatam anu, in keeping with the human physical form of the preceding one, uttarottaraha, the following layer, the following kosha, also is imagined to be having the human form. Purvasya purvasya purusha vidhatam anu, in keeping with the preceding layer, form of the human form of the preceding kosha, uttarottaraha, the following, the other, the next kosha also is imagined to be having the physical form. Imagined to be the form of the physical body. Purushavidaha bhavati. Every following kosha has the form, human form, in keeping with the preceding layer of the, keeping with the human form of the preceding layer. Purvaha, purvaha cha, uttarena, uttarena purnaha. Purvaha, purvaha cha, uttarena, uttarena purnaha. Every preceding layer is filled by the following layer. Every kosha, the preceding kosha, is filled by the following kosha. Annamaya kosha is filled by pranamaya. Pranamaya is imagined to be filled by the manomaya. Manomaya is imagined to be filled by vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaya is imagined to be filled by anandamaya. Like this, it is imagined. This is how Upanishad is going to present the teaching. Okay. Katham punaha purusha vidhata asya. Oh, if pranamaya does not have form of its own, then how does it have the human form? Katham punaha purusha vidhata asya. How does this have the human form? Iti uchyate. It is said here, how does pranamaya also imagined to be having the human form? Tasya pranamayasya. Pranaha eva shiraha. The formless prana is imagined to be having the form. Because like the musha anishikta pratimavat, isn't it? Like the melted metal obtaining within the mold has the form of the mold, isn't it? In the same way here, it's imagined. Now you have to imagine all the parts also. How it is imagined to be having the physical form, the human form. How is the pranamaya, kosha, imagined to be having the human physical form? Tasya pranamayasya pranaha eva shiraha. See, the prana is imagined to be the head. So pranamayasya vayu vikarasya. Now he is explaining, Shankaracharya, what is pranaha. Pranamayasya, of this pranamaya kosha, the pranamayatma, vayu vikaraha, which is nothing but modified form of the air. The pranaha is, what is pranaha? Mukha nasika nissaranaha vritti viseshaha. So beautiful, what is pranaha kaha? Pancha pranas, if you ask what is pranaha, pranaha kaha, you have to say what? Mukha nasika nissaranaha vritti viseshaha. This vritti viseshaha, specific function in terms of mukha nasika nissaranaha. Mukha nasika nissaranaha. See, nissarati iti nissaranaha. The verb is what? Sarati, ni is a prefix. Nissarati. Nissarati iti nissaranaha. Okay. So, Visesha vrittihi. Vrittihi, you take it as a function. Vritti viseshaha. It's a specific function. So prana here is a specific function. And this is also what? Modification of vayu. Pranamayasya. Vayu vikara. It's just a pranamayasya. Vayuvikarasya, this pranamaya, which is the vayuvikara, and here the prana, which is looked upon as the head, pranaha shiraha, that pranaha, anything but specific function, which is nissaranaha, in the form of, okay, emerging out, nissarati, emerges out, comes out, in the form of coming out. How? Comes out, the vayu which comes out, mukha nasika yo, nasika dwara. Is it? Mukha nasika nisaranaha comes out through the mukham, means mouth, and nasika, nose. See, the prana is a name given to the specific function. Specific function happening in the form of coming out through the nose and mouth. Mukhanasika nisaranaha vritti viseshaha. The function of exhalation. Praggamanavan vayuho pranaha. Praggamanavan vayuho pranaha. The function of exhalation. The vayu, the function which in, through which the vayu comes out through the nose and mouth. Mukhanasika nissaranaha vritti viseshaha. Okay. Eva shiraha eva parikalpyate vachanat. Shiraha eva parikalpyate vachanat. It is imagined to be the head. A physiological function. The function of respiration is imagined to be the head of the pranamaya atma. Okay. Shiraha eva parikalpyate. Sarvatra vachanadeva pakshadi kalpana. Sarvatra vachanadeva parikalpana. Okay. This parikalpana, this parikalpete, isn't it? Pakshadi kalpana or parikalpana. This imagination we are imagining this whole pranamaya to be having the form of a human body, and imagined to be having the head, wings, etc. How do we imagine? It's what is the proof for it? Vachanadeva, Shruti Vachanadeva. Shruti Vachanadeva means this imagination also is based on the Upanishadic teaching, on the Upanishad's words. We are not imagining. Rishis are not. Okay, Upanishads. In the Upanishad itself, this imagination is, the imagery is presented. The imagination is here presented by the Upanishad herself. Vachanadeva means Upanishad Vachanadeva Pakshadi Parikalpana. This imagery of Pranamaya having the wings, head, etc. is from the Upanishadic teaching only. Means Upanishad is the means of having such imagination, understanding. Okay. Vyanaha. Vyanaha is a vyana vrittihi. Vyanaha means what? The function of circulation. The function of circulation. One vital air is involved in five different functions, and each function is imagined to be a given part. So vyana vrittihi, the specific function of circulation, is looked upon as the right wing or the right side of this pranamaya atma. Now still you are seeing the pranamaya as the atma only. Apanaha uttarav pakshaha. Apana prana. Apanaha uttarav pakshaha. Apana pranaha, which governs the excretory system. It should be adho gamanavan vayuhu apanaha. Sometimes prana and apana take it to be two differences. Prag gamanavan vayuhu pranaha, adho gamanavan vayuhu apanaha. This, the function of inhalation is apana, the function of exhalation is prana. But here, the prana is for whole respiration and apana is for excretion. Apanaha uttarav pakshaha, the function of excretion is here. The name given to the vital air is apana, which governs the excretory system, and this apana is taken to be the uttarav pakshaha, left side of the pranamaya atma. Akashaha atma. Okay, akashaha atma. Akasha is taken to be the trunk part of this pranamaya atma. Yaha akashastaha vritti viseshaha. Akashastaha vritti viseshaha. To the specific function obtaining in the center is samanakhyaha. So the specific function known by the term samanaha, which actually specific function of digestion, specific function of digestion, we can say the vital air which governs the digestive system, which is given the name samanaha, which is known as samanaha. So samanakhyaha vritti viseshaha. This vritti viseshaha forms the trunk part of this, the central part of this pranamaya atma. Saha atma eva atma prana vritti adhikarat. So saha atma eva atma prana vritti adhikarat. So here prana vritti means this is the function of the prana. Prana vritti அதிகாராத் See, all the functions of prana, because of the context of the functions of prana, saha atmaye, atmaiva atma, and atmeva atma. So atmeva atma, if you break it, atmaiva atma. Atmevatma, you have to break it. Atma iva atma. Pranavritya adhikarat. Due to its context of the function, the physiological function, this pranamayaha also is not really the atma, it's like the, it is taken to be the atma iva atma. மத்தியஸ்தத்வாத் இதராஹ பர்யந்தாஹ விருத்திஹி அபேக்ஷ ஆத்மா. மத்தியஸ்தத்வாத் இதராஹ பர்யந்தாஹ விருத்திஹி அபேக்ஷ ஆத்மா. இத்தராக விருத்திஹி அபேக்ஷ ஆத்மா மத்தியஸ்தத்வாத். இது எக்ஸ்பிளைனிங் வை தி சமான பிராணா மத்தியஸ்தத்வாத் ஆஸ் இட் ஹாஸ் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் ரிமைனிங் இன் தி சென்டர். இத்தராக பர்யந்தாக விருத்திஹி அபேக்ஷ ஆத்மா. இத்தராக பர்யந்தாக விருத்திஹி அபேக்ஷ மீன்ஸ் when compared to the itaraha vrittihi, when compared to the other physiological functions such as no inhalation, respiration, circulation, etc., when compared to other physiological functions, itaraha paryantaha vrittihi apeksha madhyastatvat, because this samana prana remains in the mid center, it is taken to be the central part of the pranamaya atma. Why? Samanaha governs the digestive system, it remains in the center when compared to other physiological functions, therefore it is taken to be the atma, the trunk part of the pranamaya atma. And here Shankara Bhagavad-pada also presents a quote from other Upanishad. Madhyam yesham anganam atma, madhyam yeshanam anganam atma, madhyam hi yesham anganam atma. Okay, so this is in the middle of Anganam Madhyam Hi Atma. The trunk part is said to be that which is in the middle of all the limbs. So that which is all the limbs are connected to. So that which is in the middle of all the limbs is the central part. It is already said. Therefore, this Samana Prana happens to be something which has the status of remaining in the center, when compared to other physiological functions, it is taken to be the central part of this pranamaya atma. Madhyam hi yesham anganam atma iti shruti prasiddham. This is well known already from the shruti herself. மத்தியமஸ்தஸ்ய ஆத்மத்வம். So that which obtains in the center has the status of being the trunk part. மத்தியமஸ்தஸ்ய ஆத்மத்வம். that which obtains in the center has the status of being the trunk part. It's all about the samana prana. Now, prithivi pucham pratishtha. You are following? Prithivi pucham pratishtha. Prithivi iti. Prithivi devata adhyatmikasya. Pranasya dharayitri. Prithivi iti. Prithivi devata. Adhyatmikasya pranasya dharayitri. Prithivi iti. Who is Prithivi? Mother Earth. Prithivi devata. Prithivi devata is adhyatmikasya pranasya dharayitri. Dharayitri. Prithivi devata is the dharayitri, sustainer. Dharayati iti dharayitri. See, dharayitru rikaranta pullinga shabda. Dharayitri ikarana stilinga shabda. Anything which has the masculine form is a rikaranta shabda. Then say that corresponding feminine will be ikaranta shabda. Okay? Dharayitru. Bhagavan is dharayitru, sustainer. Dharayita. But here, dharayitri. Prithivi devata dharayitri. Prithivi devata is the sustainer of whom? Adhyatmikasya pranasya, of the individual prana. So, Prithivi devata, Mother Earth, is the source of sustenance of the individual prana. Adhyatmikasya pranasya dharayitutvat sthiti hetutvat. So Prithivi devata is the sustainer, supporter of the individual prana. As Prithivi has the status of being the source of sustenance. Sthiti hetutvam asti. Prithivyaha sthiti hetutvat. Due to its having the status of being the source of sustenance, Prithivi Devata is said to be the support of the individual prana. Sthiti hetutvat. Source of sustenance. Saisha purushasyapanamavashtabhya. Saisha purushasyapanamavashtabhya. Purushasya apanam avashtabhya. Sa esha itihi sutyantaram. Here is another Shruti statement from Prashna Upanishad. Here is another Shruti statement from Prashna Upanishad. What is statement? Sa esha purushasya apanam avashtabhya. This Prashnopanishad statement also says what? Purushasya apanam avashtabhya. So that, okay, here, purushasya apanam avashtabhya. So holding on to that apana prana, that which remains below, at the lower part of the belly, stomach, is, and thereby it lends energy to all other pranas. See, all physiological functions are possible because of the supply of food. Therefore, that which sa purushasya apanam avashtabhya sa esha It is she, Prithvi Devata, is there in the Samana Prana, okay, filling the, occupying the lower part of the stomach, thereby sustains all other functions. All functions are continuously happening because of the support of the Samana Prana, having the grace of this Prithvi Devata. Therefore, Sa Yesha Purushasya Apanam Avashtabhya Tishtati. That is the meaning. It is Hi Shrutyantaram. It is made very clear. It is Prithvi alone has the status of being the source of sustenance of individual prana. Therefore, it is the Dharaitri, supporter of the prana. Therefore, Prithvi is remembered in the place of Udana Prana. Anyatha Udana Vritya Urdvagamanam Gurutvatacha Patanam Vasyat Sharirasya. Anyatha Udana Vritya Urdvagamanam. Anyatha, otherwise, Udana Vritya Urdvagamanam Gurutvatacha Patanam Vasyat Sharirasya. See, the physical body is heavy. Gurutva means what? It's a bigness, heaviness. Because of its heaviness, no, Sharirasya Patanam Vasyat, the body will fall. Sharirasya Patanam Vasyat. Why? Gurutvat. Because of its heaviness, the body may fall. Therefore, it needs to be supported. It needs to stay. Udana Vritya. Urdvagamanam va. So, Urdvagamanam means going upwards is Urdvagamanam. If the Prithvi, having this gravitational force, gravitational power, is not there as support. And this Udanam is actually the Udana Pranabandhi, the time of death. Actually, it's very, very important to remember here. Whenever the Paradha Karma gets exhausted, when the prana leaves the physical body, the first, that which leaves the physical body first is the mind. Okay? But Udana Prana goes first. Udana Prana always remains quiet. Udana Prana does not do anything. Always remains quiet. Other pranas are very busy. Digestion, respiration, inhalation, exhalation, circulation, so busy. And this Udana Prana doesn't do anything. Only when some problem happens, some unwanted thing goes inside, foreign body is inside, immediately vomiting comes. See, we don't vomit all the time, no? Once in a while we vomit. Something has doesn't agree with system, vomiting has to happen. Immediately Udana Prana comes, pushing it out. Extra food or something. So vomiting is caused by Udana Prana. Occasionally. Only then becomes very busy. Any problem with any of the pranas, Udana Prana will be there, correcting it, supporting it. That's the job of Udana Prana. Otherwise, Udana Prana holds the all functions, continuously holds it, keeps it. It doesn't allow, the prana which goes out should not go out, it should come back. It is Udana Prana which retains all the four functions continuously, having the gravitational force blessed by the mother, Prithvi Devata. Okay. And Udanapana release leaves, it does not hold, does not retain the system inside the body, and the Parabdha gets exhausted. Udanapana goes. When Udanapana goes, all functions stop. Because all prana also go. That's why Udana is prana, is the first prana to leave the physical body. Means the first function stops. It goes out means all functions will stop. That's why urdhvagamanam. See, anyatha udana vritya urdhvagamanam gurutvat patanam vasya charirasya. Otherwise, if we do not have the grace of the Mother Earth, in the name of gravitational force, what will happen? The pranamaya, the whole prana, can just lead the body going out, upwards. Athava, anyatha, athava, gurutvatcha, and also be due to the heaviness of the body also. It is possible for the body to fall. The falling of the body also is possible. Sharirasya patanam vasyat. Without balancing. The falling of the body also is possible. Therefore, pranamayasya atmanaha prithivi devata puchham pratishtha. Therefore, pranamaya, the support of this pranamaya atma is, the tail is what? Udana prana, which has the grace of prithivi devata, having the gravitational force of prithvi devata, udana prana remains as the support of the pranamaya atma. Tat tasmin neva arthe pranamaya atma vishayaha eshaha shlokaha bhavati. Tat means what? Tasmin neva arthe. In this regard, in this regard means regarding this pranamaya atma also, pranamaya atma vishayaha, so pertaining to this pranamaya also, yeshaha shlokaha bhavati, here is a rigmantraha. We have the rigmantraha following, which is going to discuss the pranamaya atma. Pranamaya atma vishayaha yeshaha shlokaha. The following mantra has the content, subject matter pertaining to the pranamaya atma. We are going to see the next thing. Iti brahmanandavalyam vitiyaha anuvakaha samaptaha. We only understood what now? Pranamaya atma. How panchavritti visheshaha, five specific physiological functions are actually given five different names, which means one vital air alone governing the five different systems, involved in five different functions, enjoying five different names. And those five functions constitute what now? The pranamaya atma, looked upon as one particular, layer, because we have strong identity with the pranas. The pranamaya also is looked upon as the imagined to be having the form of a human body and imagined to be as an atma, taken as an atma here. Once you analyze, the rigmantra will help us understand what this pranamaya kosha is. Once you understand what is pranamaya kosha, pranamaya atma, after analyzing the pranamaya, taking it as an atma, oh, we'll understand pranamaya also is not atma. It means atma, brahmatma is not pranamaya. We'll understand. Brahmatma is not pranamaya. Brahmatma is distinct from pranamaya, though not distant from pranamaya. Then, once you understand it's distinct, brahmatma is distinct from pranamaya, when we understand brahmatma is not pranamaya, means then we understand, we can negate pranamaya as the kosha without mistaking it to be an atma. Okay. So we'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.